All right, there we go.
There we go.
All right.
Guys.
What's up?
Sorry, so much traffic in Montreal. It's nuts.
Nuts.
It's the traffic day times. It's been 3 days. It's been crazy. And that's it.
Good.
Here I am.
So for everybody out there who doesn't know this, give us a little bit of history on like your fitness journey and how you got going into the world of fitness.
I'm just gonna raise the volume a little bit. Can you repeat it, please?
Yeah, no problem. So I was just saying, how did you get started into fitness? I know you're now a WBFF pro. Give us some insight on your journey from starting to becoming a pro, what that was like.
So basically, I've been recruited. I was 22 for doing fitness video. And then I met the father of my kids during that time. He owns APC here in Montreal. So I started training there, and my passion for training, like just go after and after, just pushing my limits. Mm. And then what happened is I got pregnant very fast. And then 2 years after, I started competing for WBFF back in the days. Mm-hmm. And I got my pro card. I went first place, and then I get the second one, the world championship. I was fourth in the world. So it was really good. And then I just continue during all my certificate, get so much knowledge in bodybuilding, in pre and post pregnancy, also rehab, which is very important, and strength conditioning and all this.
Nice. Tell us a little bit about, like, was there a moment when, you know, during your career where maybe you didn't feel like continuing, you had a hard time, but you pushed through it? Like, was there a time when you, you know, were thinking about hanging it up, but then you decided to, you know, give it another shot?
Well, yes, of course. When I got, we split, actually, when we got divorced, it was pretty brutal. And I was distressed with the kids, and then I had a full-time job. I had to go more to find something like stability. So it was very awkward, but I, you know, like I get hit so many times, and I was always going back after, and it was always getting better and better and better and better. And now I can see I'm at a point of my life that it's as a fitness enthusiast, as my passions, as the impact I have, especially on women and other people, I'm so grateful.
Mm. What do you have out there for people that, like, what tip can you give them for people that are, you know, they're going through something right now, maybe it's a hard time, and maybe they're thinking about, you know, their fitness has fallen off. What tip can you give them to kind of keep going?
Well, I've been seeing that a lot, especially with the recession recently. A lot of people cut down this the fitness, well, training and being healthy, because it's expensive, because it takes time, but you know what? It's when you have a car, you put gas in your car. Well, your body is the things that you carry along the way for your life. And if you're not taking care of it right now, it's really important. And even it's two time, even it's just a walk outside, even it's any type of activities, it just make you focus, get out of your mind just for yourself. I think it's, you need to do it. Now, these days, it's absolutely needed with everything going around, with the food, with just like, the society, the social media, we get absorbed so much, but this is 1 hour of your time just for you. You can't even make it for 45 minutes. Mm. Like, it's just gonna keep you healthy longer and much better. Like, look, I have two kids. I mean, I think I'm like in crazy shape, but I just don't stop, you know? Like, the moment you stop, you're being lazy, that's where it's very hard to keep up, you know?
Tell us a little bit about what your training routine looks like. Like, are you doing cardio in the morning? Are you doing 5 days a week? Give us a little bit of insight for people out there who are, like, curious.
Okay, So basically, my schedule is pretty crazy, especially in training. I don't suggest everyone does that because I like to stamina. I like to push myself. I like high intensity. I like to really sweat so much. And it really vary of what I do as work. So basically, right now I do legs every day, almost five days a week. Mostly glute focus, hamstring, quads. Also, I teach spinning twice a week, so it's a lot of quads, hip. Also, I do well, I teach hot yoga fitness, which is insanity workout with a high intensity in 37 degrees room, which is pretty insane. And I fluctuate. I did a lot of bodybuilding before, so body parts, superset, and stuff like that. Now I'm trying to switch my, just because your body get comfortable, right? So I like to switch it up every 8 to 12 weeks, just to, because switch up your exercise. It's really important. As much as exercise you can do for the glutes, for your legs, for your upper body, switch it up. Switch the how many reps you're doing. Me, sometimes, okay, I'm gonna work on my legs. I want a smaller leg, so I'm gonna go high reps, and I'm gonna do exercise that doesn't tick the thighs, which you gotta know a bit your body, how your body reacts. Me on cardio, high intensity, I react very well. So it really depends. I don't do 2 hours of cardio in the morning. I found it's first, it's boring. Second, you're getting used to those kind of training. And my way, it's really to work the weakness. So anything that balance the body, like I look my clients, okay, we're gonna work more. You have tiny shoulders. Okay, we're gonna work a little bit more shoulders so you get yourself a bit wider. But you're gonna look smaller. So it's all about how you look also. And also if you have to lose weight or whatever. But my training schedule, now I low down my rest day of 1 day a week. Especially during those days, I'm be active, like back and forth, maybe activity outside. But usually it's a 6 days a week schedule, sometimes twice a day. But this is because I teach also. Because I do the actual class to show people. So this is an extra of my workout that I do in the morning, which is specific.
Tell us a little bit about your supplement routine with Nutribullets and the products you're using.
Nutribullets, my favorite. I brought it. That's cookie and cream, guys. It's delicious. And I cook also with it. So I make protein balls. I made also obviously smoothies, but also I make like pancakes, everything with it. So that's one of my favorites. Also, as a pre-workout, I don't have it. It's in my office, unfortunately. But the Thermal X, who like to burn, also you sweat a lot with that. I love it. I just love it.
The thermal ecstasy.
Yeah, XSC, yeah.
Nice. Did you try the bars? Are you using any of the feed bars?
The bars are the best bar I had. Honestly, and they're gone now. There's only one left, and you're gonna see it soon on social media.
Nice. What's your favorite flavor?
My favorite flavor, it's the one, it's like cheesecake,
The
kind of,
strawberry.
yeah, the strawberries like cheesecake. Oh,
Nice.
they were so delicious. And actually, I'm a cook, right? So I've been really careful using protein bar with other brands, especially the bloating. They make you feel like just my stomach, but this one has no problem. I can take it anytime during the day. It's really good. It's amazing.
Nice.
Really good.
And
Really good. Good job, guys.
Nice. Is there any other Nutribullets products that you use or that you wanted to talk about today?
I like the BCA also.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't use that much supplement, but these three are my main one. And also I put them in my office. So when I have clients, they need pre-workouts or also BCA. Like I offer them, and they love it. They love it. They have great workout with us.
Nice. I wanted to just touch upon, you know, you told me about your training routine and this and that, and you know, you're doing this, you know, 1 hour a day, twice a day, some, you know, with a day off. There's a lot of women out there who want to lose weight right now, obviously, right? They're probably thinking like, I want to get tighter. Maybe they don't have the time, you know, that you have to train like that. They're thinking like, you know, maybe it's a lot, right? Can you give some fat loss quick tips for women out there? Like maybe like three tips, simple tips that they could do, whether it's fasting, you know, eating a certain amount of foods a day. Can you give us some insight for women out there who are thinking of this?
Absolutely. And for those women who want to lose weight, it's important, number one, calorie deficit. So 500 calories less in your diet a week, well, every day, but throw your week. So let's say if you used to have like those carbs at night, take that off. So around one quarter of a rice, it's about that 400, whatever. Intermittent fasting, very good for the belly, the center, like all the tummies. I found very good for insulin resistance. Mm. So usually they fasting for 16, 17 hours. Mm. They have a great, great, great reaction with that. And you stop, usually you stop eating around 7 at night. Mm. Also, if you really want, if you have extra weight, I would say if you have like in between 60 to 80 pounds to lose, I would say you're insulin resistant. So I will cut down carbs throughout the day, but you keep the carbs in the morning. So fast carb and a complex carb in the morning, really important. So you want the skin stick to your muscle. You don't want to look flat. You know, when you lose weight, you look flat. Mm. If you keep the carbs in the morning, your body just break down it and as an energies and you'll be fine. The rest of the day, protein, vegetables, and healthy fats, really important. Omega-3, the 3 omega, has to be in your diet, in your supplement daily.
How many meals would you say you're getting a day right now? Like 2, 3?
Well, I'm fasting, so I have 2 meals and 1 snack.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about what that looks like. So when would you start eating? What do the meals look like?
So basically, in the morning, I have one of your Nutrabolic bar, like let's say around noon. Mm-hmm. I have my coffee in the morning, that's for sure. It's a must. I have my coffee, but I go to work, I do my stuff. The first meal would be the bar in the morning. You just want a little bit of carbs, a little bit of protein, not too much protein. And then I'm gonna have either chicken and a bit of rice, or I would say if I have time, egg whites. And then egg whites omelets. And then at night, I will have my fish and my vegetables. Mm. During, in the middle times, usually it's either a shake, depending on my training schedule, or like a bit of like fruits, like an apple or stuff like that. But that's it. And then 7, no more food. Mm.
So are you fasting the same pretty much amount of time each day?
Yep.
Or do you just fast on certain days?
Yeah. I have 1 cheat meal a week, which on Friday or Saturday, depends. And then the rest, I always suggest to my clients to cut down the salt Monday to Friday. And during weekends, you add in your meals. And 1 cheat a week. And you just track it down. How if you have like less activities, lower down the calories, go less carbs, not too much protein. It's a misconception that more protein you can have is just going to convert to fat. So just be careful with the macros. Don't overeat. I would say 80% you full, you stop eating after.
Mm. And how do you suggest people, like there's a lot of people out there who don't track their calories, right? But they're newbies to the gym. I'm sure you've worked with clients where they're like, you know, they're like, I don't have time to track my calories, right? Is there an app or how do you suggest people track their calories?
Yeah, they have FitLog. There's an app called FitLog. Also, you can track it. I mean, for, let's say, a woman who's 120 pounds, I would suggest 120 grams a day of protein. So what's 120 grams a day of protein? It's a fist of chicken is 20 grams. So one scoop of Nutrabolic, this one is 20 grams. No, sorry,
20.
It's 28. So you just add up this way and you'd be fine. Don't overeat. And I would say just small portion.
Okay. And I mean, are you training men and women, or do you just focus on women?
Women's, men, elderly people, a bit older, who has like heart problems, anything. A lot of athletes and actually rehab people. Rehab people who need to get stronger with the shoulders injuries, to know what to do, the do or the don'ts. It's really important.
So for people who are not familiar with like where to get in touch with you, what's the best way for people that want to train with you or want to touch base with you?
Well, soon, in next few days, I'm going to have my own platform. It's with me. It's on my bio, guys. So click on it and just subscribe for the next listing of workout. But this is going to be amazing. I'm going to have daily workouts, body part workouts, cardio, weight loss. I'm going to have a bunch of different workouts. So everyone each month going to have something new to do. And I have a personalized, more specific for people also who want target, like really like goal, like transform their body or whatever.
What about those HydroPure recipes? Are they going to be in there too?
Everything's going to be in there. Yeah, absolutely, because my food is amazing.
Yeah.
So when they're gonna say like the bar, how I do my lasagna, maybe I'm gonna see it, maybe not, but yeah. Recipe will be on site. Yeah.
So when you're getting ready to cook like a recipe, like say like a new recipe, right? Tell us a little bit about the process, because I know you love cooking. Like let's say you're gonna make something new, right? Like you're gonna make like make like a French toast protein powder, whatever, protein powder, make a French toast high protein, and you haven't made it before. Give us some insight on how you go about that.
Well, I always choose the best ingredient first, the one that doesn't bother your stomach, it's not high sugar, it's not processed. I don't use usually sugar in my recipes. So if I have to sweet it up, I will put the protein, and I will put a little bit of maple syrup or honey, depending. Usually, I don't put any lactose either. So in bar, let's say I'm gonna use coconut, I'm gonna use oats, I'm gonna use your protein, and nothing is cooked basically. So everything is main fridge, and then you can eat within a few days, and it's fine.
What do you think about these Ninja Creami recipes that people are making? Are you a Ninja Creami fan?
A what?
The Ninja Creami, those ice creams that with the blender that people are making, or have you ever tried that?
Oh yeah, I used to make it with my magic bullet, and it's just the process of doing it. Usually I think the best texture is the oat milk. You put the protein, a bit of bananas, what did I put? Oh, cherry, because I love cherries. And you know, by the way, cherries at night, if you have a craving, it's the best thing you can have, because it really slow down your blood sugar, your insulin to pike. So you're going to satisfy yourself just with a few cherries. It's like 20 calories for like a cup. So it's a good thing. So I used to make this, and then there's a way to put it, not too much ice, but just enough, and you let it shake for a long, long time, and you have the texture.
Nice. What's your cheat meal that you're having once a week?
Pizza.
Nice.
Yeah.
What kind of pizza?
I love pizza, but like Italian, real Italian pizza with like what is it? The buffalo cheese.
Nice.
The buffalo. Whatever. I like you know, truffle oil, a bit of rocket.
Nice. Like, are you making it?
once.
Are you making it yourself?
Sometimes I make it, yeah. I make everything, basically. There's not one thing that I don't know how to make.
Nice. So I know you're a big football fan, right? You're a football fan. Are you still down with the Steelers?
Steelers! Did you see the new QB?
I haven't seen him, no.
It's Russell.
Oh,
Russell
wow.
Martin, yeah.
Nice. So do you ever get out to the games or what?
I went a few times. I went to Miami twice, and I went to see the Redskins back in the days, and Dallas. Mm. The vibe, the tailgates, the screaming, the just everything is amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you training anybody who's in sports like that, like who's playing football or hockey or, you know, like what's your expertise on that?
Actually, I have a CFL football player who's going to come to my class on Thursday night, which is very, it's high intensity. And you're doing a lot of stamina, a lot of jump, a lot of holding. It's you really target the fast switch muscle, which they have explosive workout. That's what they need usually. And then that's it. Yeah, around a bit.
Nice. And do you have any questions for me?
What's happening with Nutrabolics in the next few months? Tell me. Big news?
Nutrabolics. We are working on, well, obviously we just launched those new flavors, the caramel apple, right? We launched the mocha latte protein bars. They've
been doing. Oh my God, that's going to sell.
It's been crazy. And we're actually launching, we're bringing back one of our products. In 22 years, we've never brought back a product, okay? But we're bringing back a product because we discontinued a formula for a newer formula, but we had so many people begging us, saying, bring back that old formula. So in 22 years, we've never brought anything back. We're bringing it back with new packaging, new look, new feel. It's probably going to be our biggest release ever.
Okay, wow.
Next month, we're going to start letting people know about it pretty soon in the next week or two. But this is something that I think is pretty exciting for Nutrabolics. And I know that we're going to make a lot of people very, very happy because it's been crazy. I've heard about this for the last couple of years, just mountains of emails, texts, like, where is this? Bring back this formula. So we decided, you know, as we're turning 22 years, we've been in business this year, if you can believe that. I know it's crazy. I started when I was 21 years old.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you did so good.
43.
Woo!
But so we're bringing it back, and that's pretty much exciting. And then obviously we're working on some new products. I can't really disclose because they haven't been finalized. But yeah, we got some big things in the pipeline. And we're pretty excited about it. And yeah, that's kind of what's been going on for Nutrabolics. And as far as you go, is there anything else you wanted to talk about today before we wrap up?
Before we wrap up, I'm going to start building a show on my social media. So keep in touch with me. Stay tuned. That's going to be amazing. Everything about my life and what I do as a fitness enthusiast, fitness trainer, a coach, you're going to love it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very fun, very raw, something that we don't see here in Quebec.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming
thank
on.
Thank you,
perform.
Jason.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.